888-EZF on statewide one. 888-EZF listening on statewide one.
Thank you. From WAVIJ Portable.
I'll say hi. NAKQP.
Yeah, okay. NAKQP, is that it? WAVIJ, name is Greg. Golf Romeo Echo Golf. I'm located in the southwest corner of Waterford Township. I see the screen, but I can't read it.
Very good, Wally. Whiskey, I'm Yankee. Yeah, we'll pick the kid up from school, but heard you calling CQ. It sounded like you were trying to check out your radio, so I figured I would say hello.
Yeah, okay, I see your name, Walt. I think your name is Walt. And I think I've talked to you before, but I hope you're doing okay. Thanks. Appreciate you coming back to me. And it's a beautiful day out here. Are you at home or work?
Right now I'm at my home office, but I got to get out of here pretty quick.
Okay, well, I'm not going to keep you. I do appreciate you coming back to me. Okay, I'm not sure if I made it in 7-3. Walt, thanks for coming back to me, WAPIJ.
I have that good of a digital signal. You're doing real good, so. You take care, buddy. I will talk later. NAKPP. Got to get out of here. Sorry to chat and run, but I figured you want to check your radio out.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. I was looking for a QSO, but... I understand you're working. You've got to stay working. 7-3-N9KOP from W8COP on statewide one.
K2DPT. KG8ZH testing.
KZ8KJO. 3-8-TMS, monitoring my 5 state white one.
KZ8KJO mobile monitoring statewide one.
KZ8KJO, W8TMS. Good evening. Name here is Tom in Howell.
W-A-T-M-S, A-T-K-G-O. My name is Tom Otho.
Good evening. Work in Rachel Gordon Food Service. I got tonight off, worked Sunday through Thursday, so got home, took a snooze, woke up, and just diving into a little bit of radio. How you doing this evening?
I am on my way home from Troy. I live in Memphis, up there by Port Huron. And I work for GCI, so I'm a service tech.
Oh, very good. Yeah, no, I just clicked on your call sign and it said Memphis, and it's all like, I don't even know where Memphis, Michigan is. So, but very good, near the Port Huron. Well, nope, it must have been a little warm today because... snow was melting, a little bit in the ice on the front step. Other than that, there's a swap down in Livonia tomorrow, looking forward to. Haven't been to a swap in quite some time, so looking forward to getting out and doing a little purchasing. Probably nothing I need, but it's fun to play with something for a little bit. Go ahead.
The only thing I enjoy in shopping is buying radios. I don't like going out to the stores to get something that I don't need. Unless it's a repair. Don't do that very often. But yeah, this is my Friday, so just worked probably about 25 minutes ago. Memphis is off of 69 and M19. It's north of Richmond, south of Emmett and Yale. Sandusky area, so. And it's north of Lenox. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Very good. I don't get out there much that often. I'm originally from the Cadillac area. Fired an EMS up there until they shut down the EMS and moved down to Sisters and Linden. and started Gordon's and moved here in the Howell a few years ago. So the closest I've been there was I bought a truck in Imlay City back in 2017. So that's about as far as I've got when I started connecting the dots. Mom's side lives Sterling Heights, Rochester area, so I know if I go north of there, that would kick me out there in Imlay City. So, well, very good. Yep, nope, other than that, not a whole lot. Just sitting here, sipping some coffee with some of the scanner and checking emails and new sports and weather and all that good stuff. So I thought, well, let's fire up the DMR and see what's going on out there. WAKMS, go ahead, Tommy.
KCKTO. Yeah, I just hooked up my open spot and my LTE modem, hooked it all together, and then turned the radio on and said, well, let's see what happens. Not hearing anything on the FBI repeater. Mon Clemens was doing, or Macomb VHF is running some distance tests there today. So, just a quiet ride home. Another 20 minutes, I guess you could say. And then help my wife unload the groceries. Eat some pizza, sit back and relax. Hoping that better will be home soon.
You got a plan right there. Nope, I a couple weeks ago purchased that open spot M1KE, and the one buddy who told me about it, he hit it right the nail right on the head. He's all like, yeah, I get it all set up, and then it probably goes sit in the closet. Well, I got it set up. I was able to go to anything that I wanted and was like, okay, I'm good. So I dropped it off to him, and I said, here, you can put this through the paces. So I think he went down and visited his sister in Ohio, and then they've got some friends over in Indiana. So he was playing with it over there, so that be that. But nope, just chilling out here myself. I actually had yesterday off. I tried to burn up some of that flex time I had. I've been maxed out at 56 hours, so I asked the one lead, I said, you know how to run the desk, I'll make you a deal. Between this coming up Thursday and a month from now, can you put together the schedule so somebody can cover me just so I can burn some flex so I can start earning again? And then somebody at work said something about there's some legislation going through saying that we might be able to bump up to 72 hours of flex time. But I said, hey, my last day off was one of the last days of August. I said, just one quick day, make it a long weekend. Sure, we can accommodate. So actually had yesterday. I didn't do too much, but that whole doing nothing is actually doing something. So I'll definitely take it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a CWA, so I'm a guaranteed 40 every week, but I do a lot of voluntary overtime, and we always have to have an emergency technician on call for the year, so I volunteer for it. Don't have to. I just like it. I bump up my hours to 45, 50, 60 hours. Makes for a nice weekend. Go ahead.
I hear you there. Yep, nope, I'm a receiving clerk for the Brighton warehouse for Gordon Foods. So I call the trucks back, stamp out their bills, keep the schedule moving, and it was a hectic holiday season, I'll put it that way. It's slowing down just a little bit, but pretty sure it'll start picking up. But when it's busy, it's you're calling, you're stamping bills, and that goes quick. When it's slow, it's like, all right, let's wait on this truck, and so to them to give me a day off, that's relaxing to me. Somebody else can run the desk, so I'm about 45 hours, and I'm happy. Don't need too much more than that. So anyway, Tom, that's about all I have. I won't hold it any longer. Like I said, just pull up the DMR and, hey, let's see what's going on. So I guess I'll back on out and say 73. I'll wish you a good one. Thanks for coming back to me and doing the QSO and making contact. And we look forward to looking for contact a little bit later down the line. With that, this is W8TMS. I'll be clear on your final, sir. 73.
Well, enjoy your time off. Well deserved, especially the hours that you work. So, yeah, go ahead and hop on some other talk groups and see what other QSLs you can do. So 73 to you. Have a great weekend and an easy work day. KTU.